Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, the third day of October 2006. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We have a professor joining us, professor of law. Wrote the story, A Constitutional Shredding, Rounding Up U.S. Citizens. Marjorie Cohn will be joining us. The professor will be coming on to talk about how this affects U.S. citizens and is the end of the U.S. Constitution in its entirety. The Bill of Rights completely torched. Now, again, that doesn't mean that it's actually in effect. It proves that our government is totally rogue, completely and absolutely illegitimate and criminal. It'd be like if, say, Russian special forces came into D.C. in troop transports camouflaged as jumbo jets and the noses popped off and thousands of troops poured out with armored vehicles and took over the Capitol. That would not be our government. It wouldn't matter if they ran in there and took over the TV transmitters in D.C. and announced nationwide that they were our government. It would not be our government. This is not our government. This criminal group of hijackers has seized control of our government. It's Council on Foreign Relations coup, neocon coup, and they're up there telling us that we must do everything they say, that we have no due process, that our Bill of Rights is gone, we must give all allegiance unto them. That's dictatorship. Go read the Declaration of Independence. We're dealing with terrorists. The government is run by terrorists. We are the people of the United States. They are illegitimate, and it's time to start looking at it from that perspective, period. They have officially done it. The Bill of Rights has been abolished. 4 years ago, they introduced legislation in Arizona that came very close to passing that they would secede if the Bill of Rights was overturned, if gun confiscation began, if New World Order was announced. That was in the bill. Well, okay, Arizona, pull out. Okay, New Hampshire, Article 10, right to revolt. You were pulling out the week before 9/11. They were set to secede. That was kept quiet nationally, but it was all over the New Hampshire papers. They were going to secede, Article 10, and then 9/11 happened. And it's now time for that to happen. We need the states to secede and then reconstitute the true republic. Every congressman and woman, every senator that voted for this is a traitor. And state grand juries should call for their indictments. They should be arrested. They have engaged in treason. They are the traitors. They are the lecherous scoundrels. Go read the federal laws. Go read the Constitution. Go read the Bill of Rights. Go read the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers. This is classical tyranny. This is an administrative coup d'etat, a putsch, a junta. This is the real deal. You have now witnessed total tyranny. You know, for years, I met him out at the Project Censored Awards back in 2004, and I've never had him on. We've got him coming on Thursday. Fatal Vision, the deeper evil behind the detainee bill. Chris Floyd writes for major papers worldwide. We're going to read part of his article. Another headline here by Marjorie Cohn is joining us in the next hour. Bush can now grab and imprison any U.S. citizen he chooses. And Paul Watson and I have written a good article. It's Will Americans Seek Repeal of Constitution Killing Enabling Act? Or are Mark Foley's perverted emails more important to the existence of freedom in the United States? And the answer is, of course, they're not. Breast cancer is up by 80%. North Korea is going to test a nuke. Bush says he's going to federalize the schools, basically, to keep you safe from school shooters. Suddenly people go into schools and start raping and blowing little girls' heads off. This is so staged, it's a joke. The Amish. Oh, yes. We've talked about how they are a major mind control operation. Hello, Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the antique to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I remember studying official U.S. government mind control programs. Oh, going back 14 years ago was when I started researching it, and it's a topic I don't talk a lot about on air because it's one of those areas that the general public has a lot of problems dealing with, and that if I was really ever going to talk about it in any breadth or width, that I would want to really spend time on all the details. But because of the rash of school shootings in the last week, it needs to be discussed now here on air. So I will spend a little bit of time on this now. And we'll get into North Korea saying they're going to do a nuclear test. Very serious escalation. Of course, that's not a problem. We just need to attack Iran. Also, the Daily Mail's reporting out of England that breast cancer is up 80%. Folks, every form of cancer is up, many of them up several thousand percent. And we'll get into why this is really happening, and it's only going to get worse and worse. And then there's an incredible report put out by Chris Floyd, Fatal Vision, the Deeper Evil Behind the Detainee Bill. He writes for British papers, the Moscow Times. He's a globally syndicated columnist. He's going to be joining us Thursday, but I want to go over this report. There's more on Pervert Foley, different congressmen supplying him with pages for private dinners. This is how they operate. It's the little gifts they give each other. It's part of the Christian conservative republicanism that I keep telling you about. Frankly, from my research, I would say more than half of them are homosexual, and probably about 20% of that group are pedophiles, and the rest are involved in other forms of corruption, prostitutes, and, of course, the bid rigging, the no-bid contracts. Again, you're not allowed into the club unless you're into this. They have to have the dirt on you. And if Mr. Foley ever shoots his mouth off or ever talks, he'll be like, well, remember waiting for his, he'd had his sentencing and he was supposed to report to prison in a couple months. They gave him a few months before he had to go to prison. That was pretty bizarre. Ken Lay, and then he has his little heart attack up there in Colorado, up at Vail, I think he was, that's where he died. Sure. Mm-hmm. Just like the other Enron employees who would say, I've got to get a bodyguard, I'm going to buy a gun, and then they're found dead in their underwear a block from their house in the median with gunshot wounds to their head. And there were other, Arthur Anderson, two of their accountants were found dead in the woods, with heads blown off. But again, it's all suicide. By the way, I don't want to digress, but speaking of political assassination, we don't just have Princess Diana telling her bodyguard, telling her friends, making a videotape and putting it in her will, that Prince Charles had told her 2 months before that I'm going to kill you and it's going to look like an auto accident. Now one of the chief witnesses, a French driver driving home to meet his wife, a very credible source, saw over 10 people waiting in the tunnel. I can't pronounce it in French. I won't try. My wife will get mad. She speaks fluent French. The Champs-Élysées or whatever it is, that tunnel, and there's these... there's these 10 individuals standing there in the tunnel in the suits waiting for her about a minute before she crashed and died right there. And, of course, and they kept her there for hours and stood over, and then the ambulance drove at 30 miles an hour for 45 minutes to its location, and the cameras all turned off in the tunnel 1 minute before the crash and turned towards the concrete wall. They turned towards the wall and then turned off. But again, Dr. David Kelly was seen with five men in black uniforms around him by the police as they approached. The men ran off in the black uniforms. His wrists were slit with no blood at the scene and two undigested pills in his stomach. They claim that's how he died. And top... coroners in England have gone public saying he was clearly murdered. I say all of this because you can tell people, hey, I'm going to be murdered. They told me they're going to kill me. And then they kill you. They'll shoot you twice in the head and say, well, he committed suicide. What they do is they, you know, you walk into your house at night and they say, okay, guns on you. You'll sit down over there. I'm going to put you in handcuffs. Usually two or three guys. They put you in handcuffs. And then they say, okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to fill out this will, basically this last will and testament, this final statement, that the reason you're committing suicide, or we're going to kill your whole family. How does that sound? And then they say, here's a picture of a guy we killed in Indonesia. We killed him after we killed his family. Here's pictures of the dead kids. You understand? Okay, write it and make it convincing, or your whole family's dead. Do you understand? And that's the kind of stuff they do with people like Gary Webb. I said I'd get into school shootings and mind control. Mind control is as real a science as hydrography. The study, I guess, of currents is what hydrography is. It's as real as nuclear physics or quantum mechanics or architecture. It's as real as calculus or machine tooling. It's been developed going back thousands of years ago. They had specially trained and socially conditioned assassins. 500 years ago in Japan, they would take the ninja, that was just one school of assassins, and They would take a young boy, and then by the time he was 18, he had been trained. He had been addicted to opium. He'd also been addicted to high-quality ladies of the night. But really, you wouldn't even call them prostitutes. They were just house trainees, women trainers. But the most beautiful in Japan. And with sex and drugs and then high agility and military training, you would be conditioned in that cult, that death cult, to commit one assassination. And in the Hollywood movies, you see the ninja kills itself by committing seppuku, stabbing themselves with a long dagger in the stomach, short sword, and then cutting across and then up into the heart, jabbing. It's a self-control thing, quite proud of themselves, jabbing the sword then into the heart. The ninja would simply then get rid of themselves after the one assassination they were appointed to commit, because that then protected whoever had paid the incredible sum of money for a ninja attack, a ninja assassination. And when you introduce drugs and torture and conditioning and a bunch of other different techniques, you can produce totally hypnotized, mind-controlled assassins. And a lot of this came out in 77 with the declassification of just basic declassification of some of the summaries of MK Ultra, MK Naomi, and other programs. And then, of course, it's been available for two decades, but fully declassified for two decades, or largely declassified, I should say. That and then I even saw it about 6 years ago on History Channel, an hour-long special. I was amazed to see it on there. That Dr. Ewing Cameron was the head of the U.S. MK Ultra program. He was actually an American living in Canada. And take notes, folks. Go look it up. Dr. Ewing Cameron headed up a giant facility in Canada. Was it outside Toronto? And they would kidnap little girls and little boys. They would also trick parents into signing their children over to psychiatric care, quote, committing them, and then shipping them from the U.S. to Canada or from other areas of Canada. So he got a lot of his subjects there, and thousands of boys and girls. His main focus was on girls. He found it was actually easier to break them, and that they could actually function better under mind control. Males can be broken as easily, but tend to degrade in their programming and have psychotic breaks and then go into catatonic states. Their programming seems to activate incidentally off of triggers, and they're more volatile. Just like males of the mammalian family all are generally more volatile. We're built that way. But to make a long story short, studying mind control, we learned how Ewing Cameron would do it, and he got a lot of his cues from the Nazis and the Russians. And it works better with a young subject, generally under the age of 10, but they can do it with somebody who's 20. And you take them, and you give them cocktails of PCP, LSD, psilocybin mushrooms, peyote. I guess the ground-up derivation would be psilocybin, mescaline. So that's the Spanish term for it. And they would create these cocktails and give it to you large doses every day. They would put headphones on you, strapped down for months, where you were in an unconscious state, feeding you intravenously. They'd have to feed you and beef you up later. That's why a lot of these migrant people are very skinny and very white, very pale. Or if they're black and they almost have like a green skin tone, very unhealthy. And they then pump you with the drugs, and with the audio feeding in with a cover over your eyes, kind of like you see the Guantanamo detainees, that deprivation of outside sensual stimuli, they then program you with keywords. And then after they've done that and broken you down, well, we'll tell you what they do after that. There's different schools of it, different mixtures of schools. And, it works quite nicely.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 3rd, 2006. Gold opened at $587 and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $619. Again, that's $619 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Mind control. Keywords, Dr. Ewing Cameron, MK Ultra, MK Naomi. Can get pretty well educated off official U.S. government documents, mainstream news, just by typing those keywords in. So our government would, they wouldn't carry out 9/11, but they admit they kidnapped several thousand small children, boys and girls. They also kidnapped quite a few adults. Again, this has even been on History Channel. They wouldn't stage terror attacks and kill 2,800-plus people. Oh, no. But they would radiate pay Israel to radiate 110,000 Jewish children in the ringworm children studies. And it's called ringworm children because they would tell them, we're going to test you for fungus. They'd radiate them, for those that just joined us. And they let the black men die of syphilis and spread it for 45 years and then give them syphilis in some cases. And they'd sterilize 400,000. And, you know, they'd do all this here in our country and protect the Nazis. But they wouldn't carry out 9/11. That's right. But anyways, back to the mind control. And then in other cases, and there were different, again, mixtures of the different types of training. After they'd gotten somebody and they had programmed them with keywords and fed them for sometimes 6 months drugs and pumped in all of this bizarre audio with different programs, they would then in some cases give them electroshock, insulin shock. And in some of the cases, they would do stuff like then after you'd been drugged out for 6 months, they would put you into a weird chamber with you know, bizarre painted walls. And then as soon as you came off the drugs, all of a sudden the door would just open. And you don't know where you've been for 6 months. You're 9 years old. People would come walking in dressed up like space aliens and start shocking you with cattle prods. Or sometimes they'd have on devil outfits, really scary outfits with horns, and run around you, freaking you out. Then they'd hit you with a type of hallucinogenic gas, and you'd freak. And again, that was to shock you and put these children just into total fear. And then sexual torture was a big part of it, really, because the perverts that run the government like sexual torture. And, well, you see now with the memos and all the public discussion of it. And then they would sexually torture them and brutalize them. And then 6 months more of programming until the point of when you hear a keyword, basically they would apply or remove pressure with different keywords. And so they basically in the final stages, this is what you do when you hear this set of words. Not really a keyword, because people might hear that keyword on action. It's a string of words. And then they go into action because the brain has been so conditioned, so trained, that it will relieve the pain, that the hallucinations won't come, that the rapes won't come, that the people dressed up like monsters won't come, that there is now a built-in, obsessive, compulsive, total compulsion to go to the school, to tie the little girls up, and to shoot them in the head. Okay? And in the last week, two separate cases of them going and tying up girls and rape and shooting and all of it. And again, the programming is what the masters are into. You notice that, well, Gonzalez's memos are about torturing kids. John Hughes, the White House, is openly saying this. Well, why does this just keep coming up? This is their religion. What was ancient occultic rituals and ceremonies about? The tribe would get together and take a bunch of drugs, and if you had a really dark witch doctor, you know, he would demand one of your firstborn as a way of traumatizing you, a way of training you to do whatever he said. That's where human sacrifice began. And so, and then of course the witch doctors had the forbidden knowledge, and so they could manipulate the tribe. Well, that's what the elite is today. That's their symbol, is the pyramid, the elite, the all-seeing eye. They know they're in the light, we're in the dark. And they manipulate us. So really, it's just more sophisticated mumbo jumbo. But it really works, and they traumatize people. And studying mind control, the Amish kept coming up. We've had Fritz Springmeier on the show before he went to prison. They really hated him before they set him up. And that's come out even in the mainstream news. Clearly, it wasn't him that robbed a bank. You know, a guy with no criminal record. They start raiding him every month, looking for different things in his house. I remember him saying that they use Amish, and that they use the Amish, and he mentioned, of course, the East. He mentioned Ohio and Pennsylvania and Illinois, and he'd lived with the Amish for, what, 3 years? Because he was pretty much a kind of Amish-type guy himself. He wanted to get back to the land. And he discovered, this is how he even discovered mind control, was because the Amish community he was living in had U.S. government operatives on it, and they recruit out of the Amish for high-level mind control programs. And we're on record saying that. His films and books, his book Bloodlines Illuminati is on record saying that. And where do you see this happening? But in an Amish community, in an Amish area. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So this guy goes into an Amish schoolhouse, has the boys go outside, he hog ties with the police plastic handcuffs the little girls and shoots six of them, five of them are dead, shoots himself, and then less than a week ago, a sicko goes in and ties up a bunch of little girls and starts sexually assaulting them. But, hey, don't worry. The feds are going to save you. This does fit classic mind control MO. There was an idiot that called in yesterday at the very end of the broadcast. He said he was going to call in today, and he's welcome to call in if he'd like to. Again, I forgot his first name. But the show had ended, and he was still talking. I said, I got to go. Thank you for the call. And they faded him down, and we're listening to him in queue. And John was running the show, told me that he was going, and it's a conspiracy theory about skull and bones. It doesn't exist. And you're a nut, and you're a liar, and you're a And he was busy telling me that the police didn't shoot anybody at Columbine when it's admitted. And he was busy basically saying, how dare I call him Kleibold when it was Klebold? And I'm just basically a fraud. When many of the children said they saw four men in black masks shooting people, there were 128 bombs removed from Columbine. Some of them weighed over 80 pounds, giant propane and butane bombs. How were there over 120 bombs pre-placed all over the building? And then supposedly Harris and Klebold began shooting in the parking lot as they marched in, but they were able to place 128 bombs in the building. 128 bombs. Go look it up, CBS News. The SWAT team stayed outside for 4 hours and 15 minutes. I remember I had the editor of the Rocky Mountain News on, and I said, over 3 hours. He said, over 3. It was 4 hours and 15 minutes. We had reporters there that they stood outside under orders of that very suspicious sheriff. You have Harris and Klebold, who had run the school's internet. They had done a play and videotaped it where they shot the students. They were pets of the principal. Both their parents had worked in secret U.S. government programs. The founder of the Trenchcoat Mafia was the son of a prominent FBI agent. And that caller just said, what's your proof of that? Sure, I bet that's true. I bet, you're lying. It was all over the news. Just type it into Google, you'll get the news articles. Again, it's this abject, it's like a caller I had Sunday on my Sunday show saying there's no Operation Northwoods. I'm a liar. Just it doesn't exist. The sun doesn't come up in the morning either. But I remember multiple mind control experts, not the coast, but people that really had done their research, like Fritz Springmeier, who had lived with the Amish. This is how he found out about mind control. Well, he said like 20 years ago. He was just a Christian conservative and wanted to go work and live. He tried to join the Amish. He did. You know, Fritz, big old 6'5" guy with a big beard, straight edge. And he went there and he got out of it. He said there was some type of government program going on. I ought to get Fritz's wife on to tell us about that. Or I ought to go dig all the passages up in his books. I ought to go find his speeches he's given. We could play some of those here. And I find it just peculiar that it's, you know, the police are calling it a copycat. And there's probably a 10% chance that this is a real sicko who went in to the school last week and tied up the girls and did this. And there's a 10% chance that this individual picked up on it and went into the Amish community and did this. But it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. I mean, in every case we've seen, it may be different in these, but in the past, in every case, they're under some weird former government psychiatrist-controlled care, as they call it. They have been on some weird military base facility in some secret program, like Buford Furrow, who shot up the Jewish Center in L.A. Remember that? Or a suburb of Los Angeles, to be precise. They are always on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, I mean in every case, which puts them into a mesmerized, hypnotized brainwave state. It's always the same. I mean, we know Timothy McVeigh was mind controlled. We know he made it into Special Forces. We know he disappeared into a secret program. We know that Jolly and West, the number two in MK Ultra, one of the associates of Dr. Ewing Cameron, this is mainstream information, went and was by McVeigh's side in Denver for the entire trial. We know he was there with him every week at Terre Haute, Indiana, at the execution center, right up until the day he died, and then shortly after Mr. West died, after his long career, Jolly and West. I mean, just go look that up. McVeigh was found by state police driving erratically, running on and off the side of the road in a huge white 30-something-year-old big bomber with no license plates, with his gun on the dash, and he walks up and McVeigh falls to his knees. This is what state police told the Oklahoma and other papers, and says, please make it stop, get the chip out of me, with spit coming out of his mouth. Oh, he just, number one, demolition experts have reported that there's no way you could fuel that truck 100 miles away and drive it and get it there and have it not blow up on you. And, of course, it couldn't cause the damage to the building, and the police reported BATF 30 seconds after in full bomb gear running around and telling doctors patch them up and claim they were in the rubble, and then FBI seeing the footage of McVeigh with Arabs, and those Arabs were under U.S. government employ. It's the same story every time. But all that aside, McVeigh probably didn't have a chip. It's the trigger. We've got a chip in you. That's what causes the pain. But it's the, you know, they tell them that. It's what they latch on to, but really it's just the keyword makes them go into, and he had a cell phone, by the way, makes them go into all of the past trauma and torture they've been through and makes them, I mean, this is how it works. When you think about your dead wife or dead husband or dead son or daughter, you get nauseous, you get sad, even, 10 years after? That's normal conditioning. That's a normal trauma. Or let's say your father beat you. He had a way of jumping up out of a chair and backhanding you. So I've seen people, you can tell people who've been beaten and abused, because you'll make a sudden movement or get up and they'll flinch. You know, you get a dog who's been abused, it'll flinch. See, that's programming, folks. That's just what a couple of events will do to somebody. You get somebody down in a subterranean torture facility, and now they got virtual reality goggles, and, you know, the demons are ripping their guts out while they're on LSD, And they give them a drug that makes all the pain go away and makes them happy and feel good. And, as long as you carry out the operation, as long as you love the children, you love them with the gun, fire at the head. And then seeing the programming, it's even loving. Love them. Give them love. Love them with the gun. You see, and then, right at the point when that virtual reality comes in, now in the latest types of programming, with the goggles on and the headset, you see, it's not even that you're hurting them. You're loving the children. You go into the school, and you begin to free them. Fire at the head. And then love yourself. Free yourself. Put the gun here. And over again, thousands of times, put the gun here. And then all the pain goes away, or the monsters come back. You see, and how do we know this from the torture programming with thousands of U.S. and Canadian children, declassified, Ewing Cameron, with primitive technologies in the 1960s, what it started in 62, is this big facility he was given, and it ran through the late 70s, and then he got caught. It came out in the press. And he was found civilly guilty of all of this, but the CIA then gave him immunity and paid it off. Thousands of children kidnapped. So, do you understand how the programming works? That's how it works. We know they did this to thousands. We know McVeigh was mind-controlled. There's a lot of evidence the hijackers weren't just U.S. government agents and involved in drills, but there was some type of overlaid conditioning. The government's openly saying they may start, quote, conditioning and programming special forces groups. That was in Wired magazine 4 years ago. It was called the Marshall Plan. And it said in the future it won't be the weapons armies are on, but the drugs. And we're going to condition our troops with aggression drugs and give them amnesiac drugs. Well, that's mind control. Put them through virtual reality on the aggression drugs. Hop them up on boost drugs, adrenal hormones. So, see, mind control is going to be mainstream. Remember after the tour, four members of one squadron, they call them squadrons for some reason, that's a small group of men, Delta Force, four men come home, three of them kill their wives and children, one of them tries. And when the police would pull up, this was in the North Carolina News, the police would pull up and those that, and they'd be out on their knees in every case, going, no, make it stop! Ah, ah. Imagine Delta Force out in the front lawns after killing their families, going, ah, make it stop, it's in my head! Ah, ah, ah. Ah, no, no, make it stop! Ah, no, ah. Here, go ahead, go join Delta Force, enjoy yourselves. Because they'll tell you you're the most elite and you're the best and, oh, you've gone through all these hoops and the government loves you. The government hates your guts. They're a bunch of degenerate pencil-neck pedophiles with high-tech scientists and huge computer map war game programs mapping our behavior, manipulating us scientifically. But go look it up. The police would pull up and these Delta Force guys weren't fighting them. They were flopping around screaming, rah! On their... out front their houses. Folks, that's mind control. And then they tried to spin it. Then they tried to claim that Delta Force, oh, it was a new malaria drug that causes this. And no, the malaria drug in very rare cases, I went and actually read the medical handout on, you know, the actual adverse reactions, it comes, you can go pull them up online from the drug manufacturer, and a very small percentage of people, it does cause aggression. Not highly trained Delta Force, the best of the SEALs, the best of the Marine Force Recon, the best of the Green Berets, the cream de la creme, my friends, literally, totally snapping and killing their families. And then burning their houses down. I forgot that part. That was total programming. And they admit they've done all sorts of weird mind control experiments going back to the 60s. But we've even interviewed the head of the program, Stubblebine, but he wasn't involved in stuff. At least he wouldn't tell us at that level. But it was all sorts of weird mind control testing. So this is what's going on. And then there's lower grades of mind control, cultural conditioning, peer pressure is a form of mind control. It's very strong, but primitive and natural. And they use all that at different layers through the TV, through the cultural conditioning. Oh, look, the sexy, smart lady on TV, she likes world government. Or, you know, Miss America wants world government. Everyone, what do you want? I want global peace and a powerful UN. And you know, again, that's just social conditioning, class, status. You know, that's advertising, Madison Avenue. Oh, you'll be beautiful and stylish and cool if you have this $100,000 Mercedes. You've got to have it or you're not adequate. See, there's all those low-level programming propaganda, but then there's the wires hooked into the head, the virtual reality, the drugs, the torture, and you get exactly what you want with that. And I'm about 90% sure that's exactly what's going on. They snap their fingers. And last night I was saying to myself, I was saying, if Bush comes out with an initiative for federal control of schools, we had dinner last night in between TV shows, and I told, I was there with the crew, we were eating at the El Azteca Mexican restaurant, all their Aztec worship stuff, side issue, on the walls. And in there, and I said, this is a government op. If Bush proposes tomorrow a federal initiative to further federalize the schools, you'll be able to tell. It already looks like a government op, but I said, I'm not sure. But you'll know it's a government op if they respond immediately with an already codified plan. Well, guess what was released at 7:52 a.m. Eastern Time today? Bush Organizing School Violence Summit. The Bush administration, alarmed by recent attacks at public schools across the country, is bringing education and law enforcement experts together for a conference on coming to grips with the problems. They're shifting out of terror for a while to the goal would be to discuss the nature and the problem of federal action that can help communities prevent violence and deal with its aftermath. Because Homeland Security's got to do something. There's not any real terror threat, so they're going to, quote, fight crime. And they've openly said in federal documents the schools are mind control facilities, conditioning facilities, locked down, being searched. They're prisons. They follow prisons. Prison operating procedures. Procedures. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino told reporters as President Bush made a campaign tour here Monday. And it goes on, three schools have been hit by deadly attacks in the past week. A gunman killed himself and five girls Monday at a one-room Amish schoolhouse in Pennsylvania. On Friday, a 15-year-old Wisconsin student shot and killed his principal. And last Wednesday, a man took six girls hostage in Colorado, sexually assaulted them before fatally shooting one girl and killing himself. And there's a major mind control program in Colorado. That's why you keep seeing that there. The president is deeply saddened. I bet you are, buddy. The president is deeply saddened and troubled by the recent school violence and shootings that have taken place in different communities across America. Perino said it breaks America's collective heart when innocent children who are at school to learn how to be slaves, I would add, are violently taken hostage and cut down in their own schools. Perino said the conference was still in the planning stages, so a specific date, location, and other details were not ready to be announced. It was not clear whether President Bush would attend. Education Secretary Margaret Spellings, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who says they can torture children in front of their parents, and President Bush's domestic policy advisor, Carl Zimsmeister, met Monday at the White House to discuss the conference. They met while the president was on a cross-country flight to begin a three-day fundraising trip for Republican candidates in the midterm election. Perino said participants of the education side would include groups like the National Parent Teacher Association, school principals and teacher unions. The Federal Bureau of Investigations would be among those representing law enforcement, she said. And the recommendations will be turning the schools into maximum security prisons.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
That young Native American boy up in Minnesota shot all those people last year. Remember? He'd been under a government psychiatrist's care. It's the same M.O. every time. And some of these are copycats, but some of this is government provocateur actions. There's no way the police were told to stay back for 4 hours, 15 minutes for no reason at Columbine. There's no way they got 128 bombs, some of them, again, gigantic tanks under the building. They have to condition the society, and they had to carry out Columbine as a pretext, not to just get our guns. More importantly was to fully take over the schools. What, 85% of the children in America go to public schools? They're already locking down the private schools. One of the most dangerous places for your child to be is in those schools. The general public have turned into demonic monkeys. There's violence. But more importantly than that, your children are taught to worship materialism. Not that material things are bad. It's that materialism is putting them first. And I got to have those shoes. I got to have the... I'm inadequate. Your daughters will grow up a lot faster than they should. They'll turn into whores. I mean, folks, you're asking for it, putting your daughters in the public schools. Your sons will turn into little gang members because that's what the media tells everybody's cool. Just come out of Babylon, folks. There's nothing cool about this system. There's nothing fun about it. And you know what they do when there's a shooter inside a school? They lock all the doors. There's probably going to be a school shooting where they're going to send in a real mind control assassin, and there'll probably be like 85 dead children, maybe 50 more wounded. And that's it. We're sorry. We didn't want to do it. But psychological testing for all gun owners. You come in and do it, or we're taking your guns. And now we've got to register everybody. And now we've got to... Bush hasn't tripled. I know I've been saying doubled. Now he expanded it even again. So it's triple the funding it was getting in 2000 and early 2001. It has triple the funding now. The biggest federal building in D.C. now is the BATF headquarters. They almost completed it. They broke ground 4 years ago. A gigantic facility, huge underground. What is it like? I remember seeing the blueprints, like 8 stories underground, and what is it like, 20 stories on top? It's a big, fat building. I don't know. I got to pull it up. I don't remember. I know it's the biggest federal building now in D.C. I mean, they got a job, and it's getting your guns. Because Bush is conservative. And so this is what we face as a society. North Korea is threatening to test a nuke. It's a huge crisis. I know we've already got a bunch of callers. We've got a guest coming on for just 15 minutes. She's a law professor coming on to talk about secret detainees, secret arrest. I mean, there's been a bunch of new facets to this bill that have been discovered I want to go through. We'll go to Ken, Jeff, Jim, William, Chris, and many others that are patiently holding. In the last minute of this hour, if you believe in this broadcast and what we're doing and want to support us, but more importantly want to get tools that will educate you and inform others, get my new film Terror Storm, over 3 hours with the extras, best film I've ever made. Get 9/11 Mysteries that we're carrying, 9/11 Mysteries that we are carrying right now. Just came out, focusing on the demolitions, focusing in on those. Have your own DVD for your library. Great way to wake other people up. Have it as a tool. Go to InfoWars.com or call toll-free right now, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or see all 15 of my films in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, over 1,000 pieces of media at prisonplanet.tv. Get a 15-cent a day monthly membership or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at prisonplanet.tv. Second hour, 70 seconds away.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at gcnlive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.